Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Once again, I really do appreciate it. And we're going to be chatting some Ironman nutrition as we head back to Italy to catch up with Federica Da Nicola to find out some of the tips and tricks that she employs to ensure that she gets her Ironman nutrition dialed in. Before that, though, I must tell you that this edition of the Kona Edge is proudly sponsored by S Fuels. Every now and again, a truly unique product comes along. For far too long, Ironman Nutrition's been pretty much same old. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's all about sugar-laden bars and drinks. You throw in some salt and some caffeine. It all sounds familiar, doesn't it? Well, for the last 3 years, a new company called Spike Free have been developing and testing several endurance sport fuel products. They designed to train your body to use fat for fuel, which enables you as a triathlete to go longer and avoid the dreaded spike or bonk. They contain no sugar, no honey, syrups, sugar alcohols, wheat, oats, and cheap protein, which also helps to avoid gut and GI distress, which, as you know, is very common in endurance sports. The product is called S Fuels, and more triathletes are starting to use them. And the good news is, so can you. S Fuels was recently launched in the ultra running space. The response has been phenomenal, so jump on it right now, okay? If you're in the United States and you'd like to try out S Fuels, all you need to do is click on the link in the podcast player or in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, and they'll send you a free box. They'll even pay for the shipping, so go check it out, okay? Alternatively, what you can do is just text the word S Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222, and I'll text you the coupon codes and the links and everything right back, okay? That's S Fuels to 44222. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some nutrition now, and we head back to Milan in Italy to catch up with Federica Di Nicola. Federica, welcome back onto the podcast today. Nutrition, we haven't touched on it at all, actually. How high do you rate your nutrition? Are you pretty strict on what you do, or are you pretty happy-go-lucky?
I'm really strict on what I eat during, before, and after training. Throughout the day, in my opinion, the best thing is to eat what to eat good things, healthy things. But what you love and what makes you feel good. A good thing, in my opinion, is that our body knows what it needs. So your cravings can lead you towards the best food for your recovery in that moment. The sense of hunger helps you also to know what when you need to eat and how much you need to eat. Instead, before, during, and after my session, I'm usually pretty scientific, so I count calories, I count macronutrients and electrolytes I need, because I don't want to have cramps or to feel less energetic during my trainings or to not to be able to recovery after a session. I usually have a lot of gels during the runs because they are easier to assimilate. And my secret weapon during the marathons are the bananas because they are rich in magnesium and potassium and they also have a good flavor in my opinion. So I love having them during the Ironman marathon. During the bike, if the course is really hot, I usually have only gels, like 10-12 gels in a whole bike length. And I alternate every 15 minutes half gel because I put them in the bottle in a bottle, and every 15 minutes I have one gel alternated with some salts to keep the energy high and also to keep hydrated. If the bike length is not too hot, I usually have one gel and one bar per hour instead.
I love the fact that you're that scientific with it, that you sort of have figured out what you need and you take it in. Do you sort of experiment at all, or have you figured out what works for you and that's what you stick to, or are you still trying to figure out and dial it in and get it better?
I like to experiment in training, so during training I try to figure out what's best for me, and during the last three Ironmans I found a strategy that really works for me, that is gels on the bike and bananas and gels on the run, and I've never experienced any stomach ache or any kind of problems doing this, so that's my nutrition strategy that I stick to usually. But of course, anything can happen in Cozumel. I was dying on the run, and I needed some energy. I needed something that could be strong enough to wake me up, let's say. So I, at the 32nd kilometer, I had a pretzel, and I don't remember something, but it was something awful to drink, but it kept me going through the run. So it wasn't in the plan, but it was useful.
Sometimes you have to have a plan B, don't you?
Also C, D, and E, in my opinion.
From a recovery point of view, nutrition-wise, what's how do you sort of get the best out of your recovery from nutrition?
After every workout, I have some protein and carbohydrates in the first half hour after the training, because it's the best window to have something to recovery. Then I also have supplements every day. I'm a little bit anemic, so I have to take vitamin B together with some iron. And I also have omega-3 that help to fight the inflammation my body experiences because of the volumes I usually have. And I also have amino acids after the hardest training sessions so that my muscles won't low grade.
Well, Federica, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your Ironman journey with us and some of the things you've done to get better. Best of luck in the build-up to Kona 2017. We look forward to seeing how you go, and hopefully you get to turn number two into number one.
Oh, hopefully I will. Thanks a lot, Brad. It was great to have a chat with you.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciate you spending time with us once again. To wrap things up, just a quick thank you to our sponsor of this episode. It was brought to you by S Fuels. If you're in the United States, get your free box of S Fuels shipped directly to you. They'll even cover the shipping. All you need to do is click on the link in the podcast play or the show notes below, or text the word S Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.